At noon on KSFR, now looks at the top local news headlines for this Wednesday, June 5th.
The Tres Lagunas fire to our east near Pecos has burned slightly more than 9,000 acres. Firefighters expect some help from the weather this afternoon.
The weather is going to be helping us today a little because we're going to have a little bit diminished winds and higher humidity. We're actually going to have a system that's coming through that could produce some thunderstorms and hopefully a little bit of rain. That's going to help us make some progress on the ground, especially on the west and south side of the fire. Those areas are looking really good, and we're also hoping to use helicopters throughout the day to use water and retardant drops.
Meanwhile, the Thompson Ridge fire has now expanded to more than 9,300 acres. Some important structures were in the path of the fire, but were saved.
The fire basically spread basically to the east, pretty much to the ranch headquarters on the Valle Caldera. The great thing was that all the historic buildings were saved, actually even up to fence posts and corrals, those kinds of things. So I'll tell you what, our firefighters did a phenomenal job of structure protection because that fire went right by those ranch headquarters. So we were really happy about that.
Power lines hit by falling trees are the prime suspects in the cause of those two big wildfires. Now the Public Regulation Commission may take a look at what, if anything, can be done by electric companies to prevent future fires. The subject's expected to come up this afternoon at a public meeting of the commission in Santa Fe. Officials of the Morris San Miguel Electric Co-op tell KRQE-TV that it boils down to landowners giving up more land so power companies have wider easements for their lines. Meanwhile, Mayor David Kost said the city is preparing to deal with any wildfires that encroach on the city.
Our fire chief, Eric Witzenberg, is very well trained in wildland fire. He's consulting almost continuously with the U.S. Forest Service and the county officials that are monitoring fire. Our biggest concern, of course, is keeping that fire away from our Santa Fe River watershed where our reservoirs are. We're in continuous communication with the U.S. Forest Service. I'm very impressed with the ability of the U.S. Forest Service to handle these fires and hoping that sequester isn't going to really damage our federal response to these fires.
An 87-year-old man is expected to attend an event this afternoon noting the anniversary of the raid on the Rio Arriba County Courthouse. Reyes Lopez Tijerina was a land-grant activist who organized the failed raid. They were trying to make a citizen's arrest of a county prosecutor. Today's event at the Luceros Historical Ranch in Alcalde is designed to be a seminar on land and water issues. Sandia National Laboratories has signed a 5-year memorandum of understanding with a private research firm to collaborate on testing alternative fuels like natural gas and hydrogen for use in vehicles. According to the online publication Climate Wire, the move comes as the Department of Energy hopes to get hydrogen prices down between $2 and $4 a gallon of gasoline equivalent. The boom in cheap natural gas has lowered the cost of hydrogen, as it can be obtained from methane, the major component of natural gas. Sandia has broken ground on a new testing facility called the Center for Infrastructure Research and Innovation. Members of the Santa Fe Police and Fire Departments, along with the Office of Emergency Management, will participate in a full-scale test exercise on tomorrow, June 6th, to debut and test the department's new bomb robot. The exercise will take place on West Zia Road around 11 a.m. Dr. Carmen Gonzalez has been named as Vice President of Student Success for the Santa Fe Community College. Dr. Gonzalez has formed the Center for Academic Transitions, which helps students transition to a 4-year college or into the workforce. In collaboration with the college's deans, Dr. Gonzalez has helped increase the number of certificate programs that are eligible for Pell Grant assistance. Students from the New Mexico School for the Arts in Santa Fe have marched from the downtown main library to the school on East Alameda. They're protesting the fire of the chairman of the music department. Melinda Rusiel was fired from that position yesterday. The students say the music teacher brought exemplary guidance and stability to the school. Another faculty member, Richard Snyder, has quit his position in protest of the firing. The New Mexico Department of Health says today that illnesses and hospitalizations are continuing to climb as more cases are identified in an outbreak of a rare strain of hepatitis A linked to a frozen berry product. Townsend Farms Organic Antioxidant Blend was sold at Costco stores throughout the West and has been pulled from shelves. So far, 61 people have been sickened and 11 have been hospitalized in 7 states, including our own. Hepatitis A is a viral illness that attacks the liver. The health department says people who have eaten this product within the last 14 days can avoid illness by receiving a hepatitis A vaccination or immunoglobulin injection. As the population grows older, more and more people are needing to be caregivers for ill family members and friends. Caregivers have a high incidence for illness themselves and need support to continue. More as At Noon continues. The weather? The high in Santa Fe should be in the mid-80s with tonight's low near 50. Looking to tomorrow, the high should be around 10 degrees cooler, but there'll be a continuing 30% chance of rain. For KSFR News, I'm Charles Maynard.
And 12 minutes past the hour, Dan Garrity back with you now as At Noon segues to today's feature stories. Several weeks ago, the University of New Mexico Medical Center announced that they're going to outsource transcription work to an out-of-state company. The transcriptionists at UNM were given the choice of working for the new company for less money and benefits than they're making now. Fonda Osborne is the president of New Mexico 1199, the union for healthcare workers in our state, including transcriptionists. She joins us now to give an update on the situation. Fonda, an article has appeared that tells why the hospital took the move. How do you feel about that response?
The first thing I want to address as far as the technology, basically they're saying that they had to do these layoffs because of the technology. And that is absolutely not true. Our transcriptionists were doing the job using the same technology that the transcriptionists are going to be using under this new company, the ones that go to this new company. And so it's not true that this layoff was not due to technology. They also said in the article that the hospital was responsible by decreasing their costs by over $500,000. What that means is that these transcriptionists who took jobs with Nuance, this savings was achieved because those transcriptionists are going to be paid less money and less in benefits, which absolutely affects the economy of New Mexico. And so the other thing I want to comment on is the university never did any kind of economic impact study, and they have all the resources there at UNM to do something like this, to figure out what the impact would be on the community. And I guess our opinion is that the University of New Mexico Hospital is a public institution. It receives a lot of money in tax dollars from the taxpayers, and they should be a better public citizen. And if UNM is going to be touting themselves as wanting to be creators of jobs, they want to be the job incubator for New Mexico, then the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. They need to keep jobs in New Mexico, not outsource them to a company from Massachusetts with multinational transcriptionists.
The hospital also offered some of the displaced transcriptionists other positions with the hospital, but that doesn't allow them to use their training and experience, correct?
Yes, about 15, maybe a couple of more than that have been placed in positions at UNM. The transcriptionists are very professional. They have, as far as medical terminology, they have a lot of knowledge. And these transcriptionists a lot of them had done it for many years. So they were very professional. They, the ones that have taken jobs at University Hospital, a lot of them have taken clerk type of positions. For some of them, it does mean a little bit less pay.
At this time, could the hospital change their mind and return to their own transcriptionists?
I don't think they have any intention of reversing what they decided. We had proposed an extension, not to do the layoff in June, an extension till January to see, you know, what else could be done, if other jobs could be found for these folks. And they declined that extension. The crazy thing about all of this is the transcriptionists, they had their health care, their health insurance paid by the hospital. They didn't have to pay any premium themselves. And so now going to this new company or being unemployed, as some of them will be, they may actually end up getting their health care through the state because they can't afford it to pay the premiums themselves. If they go on COBRA after being laid off, their premiums are over $500 a month.
Is the union planning any other action on the issue?
This is a done deal. I don't think we're going to be able to save these jobs. We have negotiated what we call the effects of the layoff. And so we have negotiated that some of the folks will have some educational opportunities up to $1,000 to help pay for educational expenses, training for other jobs. And we have also negotiated that those who are not retiring, who had a large amount in their major sick leave bank, that they'll get paid out for most of those hours in their major sick leave bank. Hospital's also not going to fight any unemployment compensation as a result of being laid off.
Anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
The fight is not over because we must stop this outsourcing. And this may be just the first go-around. What we have realized is any job that is done mainly over a computer, such as billing or anything else, could be outsourced. And so we have spoke with union management. They understand that we are in this fight because we need to keep jobs in New Mexico. We can't afford to lose any more.
Fonda Osborne from New Mexico 1199, many thanks for joining us here at noon on KSFR. Currently 76 degrees in Santa Fe at 19 minutes past the hour. Santa Fe Mayor David Koss joined several of his counterparts from other cities across the nation today in issuing a call for the U.S. Supreme Court to extend marriage equality to all Americans by striking down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. A court decision is expected soon. The Respect for Marriage Coalition hosted today's national teleconference with Mayor Koss, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter, and San Antonio's Julian Castro, among others. All are part of the Mayors for the Freedom to Marry Coalition, using the month of June's observances of LGBT Pride events across the country. Here's how Koss told the national audience about the marriage equality movement here.
This is Mayor Koss in Santa Fe. You know, first I just want to thank Mayor Nutter and all the other mayors for their work on this. Santa Fe has been addressing the issue of marriage equality in New Mexico in general. We have domestic partner benefits for all of our employees. We're in the process of setting up a human rights commission in Santa Fe to continue to promote equality amongst all of our people. We think it's really very important for our city and for our economy to continue to celebrate our diversity and our inclusiveness as a 400-year-old community. Santa Fe recently took a step of encouraging marriage equality in the state of New Mexico. Unlike some states, New Mexico's constitution is really silent on the issue. It doesn't say that marriage is between one man and one woman. So our city council has taken the position that we should begin issuing marriage licenses now to people and let people marry the person that they love. So we've made a strong statement from the Santa Fe City Council to the state of New Mexico that the time for marriage equality is here in New Mexico, and we became one of the first elected groups in New Mexico to express that point of view. So as a result of our action stating that marriage is already legal, in our opinion, two couples did seek marriage licenses in Bernalillo County, were turned down, have taken that issue to court. So we believe that we'll resolve this issue in court in the not-too-distant future. And hopefully New Mexico will then become the 13th state with marriage equality.
Santa Fe Mayor David Koss speaking earlier today. At noon on KSFR, we'll continue in just a moment.
Explore a variety of new homes and renovations that encourage energy saving and sustainability in Santa Fe, Albuquerque, and Taos on the 14th annual self-guided Green Built Tour. One weekend only, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th from 10 to 4. To learn more, visit usgbcnm.org. Tour guidebooks are available at Whole Foods, La Montanita Co-op, and Bookworks. A message from the tax-exempt U.S. Green Building Council, New Mexico Chapter.
KSFR programming is underwritten in part by the Santa Fe Reporter, providing local news and arts and entertainment information to more than 60,000 readers each week. The Reporter is available every Wednesday at over 300 locations in Santa Fe and the surrounding area, and on the web at sfreporter.com.
24 minutes past the hour as At Noon continues. More and more people are assuming the role as caregiver for ill family members. But what about help for the caregivers themselves? KSFR News reporter Charles Maynard is back with us now, and he delivers this report.
As our population ages, more people are developing serious illnesses. Problems with the economy and the healthcare crisis means more and more family members and friends are having to assume the role of caregiver. While much attention is given to the patient, caregivers are at risk for illnesses themselves. Chico Marquez is with the Home Health Agency in Santa Fe.
Well, I'll start off by saying what stressors can lead to caregiver distress, and those include not asking for help from other possible caregivers. Also, feeling alone, they can also face financial problems because, of course, if you're providing support to a family member, that can also affect your job life and your ability to go out and make money. These can influence poor diet, lack of exercise, and also poor sleep patterns. So that can obviously affect one's health and cause problems and other conditions. A lot of people don't even realize that they are caregivers. They don't even self-identify as a caregiver because oftentimes we think of the people that we're caring for, which is usually a spouse or as an adult child, a parent. You think that that's just part of what your job is and just caring for that loved one. So oftentimes we don't even identify that, and of course we don't share some of the stress that comes along with that. So keeping that to yourself and not sharing that and expressing that stress can certainly have an impact on one's health. According to AARP, in 2009, family caregivers provided over $450 billion worth of caregiving services. So absolutely, family caregivers are stepping in because it is more challenging to be able to financially be able to afford to ask for help from a professional company.
Here are some recommendations for caregivers which could help.
There are a few different programs. Actually, only one I can think of off the top of my head is funded by Medicaid. There's a waiver program that does help pay for family caregivers to care for their own loved ones, but for the general public, not really. There isn't much support.
There are not many resources available at this time that are paid for by insurance, which might help out a caregiver.
There are a few different programs. Actually, only one I can think of off the top of my head that is funded by Medicaid. There's a waiver program that does help pay for family caregivers to care for their own loved ones, but for the general public, not really. There isn't much support.
For more information on this issue, you can contact Marcus via the internet or phone.
You can find the Are You a Caregiver quiz designed to help family members identify whether or not they're a caregiver, and the Family Caregiver Distress Assessment at www.familycaregiverstressrelief.com. And you can reach us locally at area code 505-471-2777.
Chico Marcus of Santa Fe.
Most importantly is that people identify that they are actually a caregiver, because, again, identifying the problem or the issue, I guess is the better word, is the first step in asking for help. And so I think that's most important.
For KSFR News, I'm Charles Maynard.
This is David Bacon. Water is so important in New Mexico. We're going to do a special hour-long show on Living on the Edge this Thursday called Water's Edge. Please join us from 6 to 7 for a special panel when we go in-depth on water issues in New Mexico. That's this Thursday from 6 to 7 on Living on the Edge.
All day I face the barren waves without the taste of water.
Not a fan of on-air fund drives? Well, your donation now to KSFR's silent fundraiser can help us avoid an on-air summer drive. If we can make our goal by June 30th, we'll go right on through to the fall without interrupting programming. And everyone who donates will be eligible for a drawing for an Apple iPad and other great prizes from the New Mexico Jazz Festival, Santa Fe Opera, and The Screen. For details or to donate, visit our website, ksfr.org, or call us at 428-1527. That's 428-1527.
12:28 here in the KSFR newsroom, and as we approach the bottom of the hour, it's our custom to spend 60 seconds with our resident curmudgeon, Christopher Hagen.
Sometimes when I'm in Albuquerque around lunchtime, I'll stop at this restaurant and order a tasty meal of blackened fish tacos. I'm not sure what kind of fish the menu says it is, but it probably doesn't matter. The tacos taste so good, you don't care what kind of fish it is. Along with the tacos, you get chips and salsa. My procedure is to immediately pour most of the salsa over the two soft tacos. Yes, salsa on soft tacos, which, as you know, gives me that legendary limited window of opportunity to actually hand-hold the first soft taco. By the time I finish it, the second blackened fish soft taco is no longer in a position to be gracefully held and eaten, at least in public. So out come the knife and fork. But the fish tacos are a good, quick, fairly healthy lunch. And, of course, the view is always great at Twin Peaks. I mean, I really do go there for the food. I know that sounds like the old I buy Playboy magazine for the articles. But it's true. You believe me, right? For KSFR, I'm Christopher Hagen.
And in business news at midday, Apple has lost a ruling by a U.S. trade panel in a patent dispute with its rival Samsung. The International Trade Commission ruled that Apple infringed a Samsung patent, which could mean some older models of the iPad and iPhone will be banned from sale here in the U.S. Apple says it plans to appeal. Meanwhile, that ruling could be reversed by a presidential order within 60 days. On Wall Street, all the major indices off well over one percentage point, the Dow below 15,000. It's off 204 points at 14,973, the NASDAQ off 41 at 3,403, and the S&P 500 off 21 points, standing at 1,609.